going into the weekend. Both candidates see their numbers getting closer in political polls. Part of the reason, Senator McCain is gaining support among white voters. NPR News analyst Juan Williams joins us from Washington. Juan, how much of a factor is race playing in these poll numbers?
Well, it's a tremendous factor, Alex, and I must tell you, among the people who are the political professionals, it is the X factor, because they worry that voters don't tell them the truth, that white voters don't admit that they won't vote for Obama once they get in the voting booth. But what we saw this week in that Pew poll was that when you look at white voters, that McCain is apparently padding his lead. It was 48-40 in June. It's 51-39 now, and that's why in that Pew poll you've seen a shrinkage, about 5-point shrinkage in the last month, with Obama now leading McCain by 3 points, 46-43. Again, that's within the margin of error.
Senator Obama, heading into the Democratic National Convention, now has a deal with Senator Clinton. Her name will be placed in nomination. There will be a roll call vote on this. What are you hearing?
Well, you know, it's interesting because the conventional political narrative around town, and I've been out of town, I've been in China, so I've just come back and re-engaged the conversation, is that somehow Senator Clinton has really snookered Senator Obama and that she will be the talk of the convention. It's Senator Clinton on Tuesday night. It's former President Bill Clinton on Wednesday night. Also Wednesday night, Senator Clinton's name put in nomination for the presidency. And, of course, she got about half of the votes in the primary. So there's the possibility that her delegates will rise up and stage some long, lengthy protest, and it will get lots of TV coverage and mar Barack Obama's moment. But according to people inside the campaigns, Senator Obama is fully in charge of this convention, that he wanted Senator Clinton's people to have the opportunity to make a display, to honor her efforts, to bring the Democratic Party together and to have people feel good about him, because he's been assured that Senator Clinton's remarks will be very positive about him.
Let me ask you about China, because you were there for the Olympics. I'm just thinking your best political conversation must have come out of China in the last week.
Chinese government officials, whose, you know, all these conversations are at least on background, if not off the record, what they're interested in is U.S. attitudes towards China and who's going to continue in terms of free trade. And I sense, although they won't say it, that they're a little pro-McCain in this contest.
Juan, this last week in China, you weren't just at the Olympics in Beijing. You also went out to Chengdu. That's the epicenter of the earthquake now 3 months ago. What did you find there?
You know, this was really interesting. I went with David Brooks, who's the New York Times columnist. And among the people there, there's a fair sense of contentment. Yes, the government has a three-year plan. They may be living in temporary housing, even tents, for these coming 3 years, but they feel the government has it under control. They're not resentful of the Olympics and all the money that's being spent on this spectacular global TV show. No, they think that's great for China's world presence. And what they're concerned about at home is simply that people understand that they're doing pretty well. I was stunned by this. I mean, clearly there was no government censor, nobody controlling these conversations. Just a kind of optimistic sense. I was very surprised, Alex.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams, just back from China, back in Washington. Juan, we'll talk again.
Thank you, Alex.
And Day to Day continues in just a moment.